every generation. The heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're live in Lake Charles this morning, 100.1 FM, KAYT, and we thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Poetry, Psalms, and Wisdom for 400 points. Which of the following was not one of Job's three miserable friends? Is it Zophar? Is it Dothan? Is it Eliphaz? Or is it Bildad? You decide. Go to Job 4 and get back with me at 318-484-2500. Hey, listen, we've got roll call coming up. That's where you get a chance to show up and show out on the radio. I love the fact that people are listening to us throughout Louisiana, Mississippi, and even East Texas. Let us hear from you. 318-484-2500. Plus, we've got birthdays and anniversaries, all of that and more coming up after the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. Stick around.
The unstoppable wait, unstoppable wait.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
I don't know what's going on. happy because of words being spoken. Be happy for that. Don't get happy because you may be going home soon, because you may not. Amen? That's a joke. Nobody asked me. That's a joke. Amen. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." Yeah. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." All right. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Amen.
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 What
are we going to talk about? Amen. Let's talk about keep your eyes on Jesus, amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And this, I would like to, the subject of this sermon is get out the boat and keep your eyes on Jesus, amen. And right now we're all in a storm. And at one time or another, sometime in this storm, we're going to have to get out the boat. Let's call the boat our house right now, amen. You gotta get out the house. You have to get out the house. I know some people got their groceries coming to them, and other things coming to their houses, amen? But everybody don't have that. And also, you have to get out the house. Now, I know, I got a job, amen? And that job ain't coming to me, I gotta go to that job. I gotta get out the board, I gotta get out the house and go to the job, amen? And other things, there's so many other things that we have to leave home for, amen? So, whenever we leave home, I say, keep your eyes on Jesus, amen? Now, here in the Bible says that when Peter saw Jesus, the first thing he did, he said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me that I come unto you." Amen. And what Jesus told him, come on. And Peter got out of the boat. The Bible said that he began walking on the sea. Amen. But he wasn't walking on the sea. What Peter was walking on was the Word of God. Peter got out of the boat and he started stepping. Every step that he took, he stepped on the Word of God. Come, walking on the Word of God. Same thing that we should do.
That's
amen.
Right.
Keep our eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
Mean that how you gonna keep your eyes on Jesus? Read, you need to study the Word every day. Amen.
Right.
The Bible says that when Jesus, hold on.
That's all we got.
Amen.
Amen.
And he listened to this here. Now, when Jesus was when Peter was walking on the sea, he got afraid. No, why did he get afraid? The Bible said that he saw that the wind was contrary, amen?
Yeah.
He saw the wind that contrary. The same thing for you and I. If we're going on our way, we're walking with Jesus, we all got problems. We got problems in his life. The storms of life come upon us, we have problems.
Right.
And if we walk with Jesus, if we take our eyes off Jesus, the problems that we have going to overtake us, amen? We're worried about the problems.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to pay my car though. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent or my house bill, amen, or my utilities. I don't know how I'm going to feed my children or whatever the problem may be. You take your eyes off Jesus, start worrying about things around you, you're going to sink.
That's
You're going to see. Amen. You're going to see. So what the Bible is saying is that whenever we have problems, whatever problem we're facing, don't focus on the problem. Focus on the problem solved. Amen. Which is Jesus Christ. Amen. I got problems. We have problems. My life might look like I'm living good, but I ain't living. I ain't the best. Amen. We got problems. Amen. We all have problems. And I learned a long time ago that whatever problem I got, it ain't no problem I had that's bigger than Jesus. Amen. I know that. Now the same stone that people were walking on, the stone that people were walking on, the water, the sea, that was his problem. Picture that Peter's problem, amen. He was walking above his problems, amen. He was walking above his problems because why? Because he was looking right at Jesus. He was focused. He was focused on Jesus Christ, amen. If he focused on Jesus, he walked above his problems, amen. If you focus on Jesus, you will walk above your problem. I promise you. You will walk above your problem. Your problem. Amen. And I can say this here from the heart. And I mean what I'm saying. Whenever I have a problem, whenever we have a problem, you get in this word, you study the word, and you will overcome your problem. You forget your problem, really. Amen. You go to study the word of God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Get the focus on the word. Amen. Get the focus on the word. I'm not worried about whether I'm going to have life or not, or whether I'm going to have groceries or whatever, because I know that God is going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. That's how I get by in life. Amen. Through the word of God. I stay focused, and we have to do the same thing. Stay focused on Jesus. Amen. Amen. You have to stay focused. The Bible says that as Peter was walking, and he went to focus, he walked and picture Peter walking on the sea. He already doing something miraculous, amen. Walking on the sea. I mean, I wouldn't try it. Would you? Let me see somebody here. Who would try and walk? With that river over there, Red River? Walking on the Red River. You know, I've been out here a couple times. I like sitting by water. But I don't like it enough, and I don't trust it enough to get out there and try. I'm not there coming. I know I'm not, amen. I'm not walking on the Red River, amen. You know, I may have a problem with you walking over the bridge that got out there, amen. I'm not going to try, because I don't trust me. I don't trust me. I can't trust me, amen. And I can't trust nobody else, amen. But if Jesus, Peter walking on the water, he focused on his problem, but when he began to sink, the Bible said when he began to sink, what did he say? Lord, save him. He cried out. He knew what to do. He cried out to Jesus, amen. And in the Bible, I didn't find out, but I haven't seen a promise, a prayer yet that's shorter than that. That's the shortest prayer in the Bible. So when we praying to God in the name of Jesus Christ, it doesn't have to be a long, pretty prayer with a lot of words. God don't want to hear all that nowhere. Amen. Peter said, Lord, save me. The Bible said, as soon as Peter said, Lord, save me, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Now, why would the Bible say that he stretched out his hand? Stretched it out, amen? Peter must have been a little way away from him, amen? No matter how far and how deep you fall, God, you can't fall too far from God, amen? You can't fall too deep. You can't fall too deep. That Jesus cannot reach you and pull you up, amen? You may have had a problem at one time. May have had a drinking problem at one time. Got away from it, amen? And then you find yourself falling back into that old lifestyle. Falling back into that lifestyle. Satan just pulling you away. Drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be. And you know that in your spirit, you know that this is not right. I came up out of it, and now I'm going back into it, and I can't find my way. All you need to do is cry out. Cry out to God, amen? Lord Jesus, save me. And Jesus will reach out, you stretch out his hand and save you. Amen. There's nothing too far. You have not fallen too far to where Jesus can't reach out and touch you. Amen. Amen. You got to cry out. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stones of life. Amen. We all have stones. As long as you're living, you're going to have a stone. Amen. Now, anybody in here, I'm going to involve you all in this sermon. If there's anybody in here that don't have stones in their life, please raise your hand. Not only raise your hand, please come and share.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast.